The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While a people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones.' He replied, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities.' Then the second one came and reported, 'Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more.' And to this servant too he said, 'You, take charge of 5 cities.' Then the other servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant.' He said to him, 'With your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest.' And to those standing by he said, 'Take the coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, 'Sir, he has 10 gold coins.' He replied, 'I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be their king, bring them here and slay them before me.' After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
At Pentecost, Christ the King gave to the church the great gift of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Scriptures, the sacraments. And this gift can be thought of in some sense in the same way as the gold coins in today's gospel. This gift was entrusted to the church to do what it can to increase this gift until our King returns. Over the last 2,000 years, the church, under the leadership of Christ the King and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has accomplished much towards this task set before her, at times reaping 100,000 times what was sown. On other occasions, many in our own time, there have been mistakes which have caused the church to lose ground, sometimes by an unkind word, other times by more treacherous and heinous acts. But still we persist. The church is at her best investing and making returns on that investment when she proclaims the gospel of the Lord in and out of season. The church is at her best when she gives witness to Jesus Christ by the blood of the martyrs and the sanctity of the saints. The church is at her best when she is united together as one under the headship of Jesus Christ, her Lord and King. The only way to increase this gift that God has given to the church is to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, making new temples of the Holy Spirit and turning hearts of stone into hearts of flesh so that our Lord has one more place, one more spot to rest a while and the adoring hearts of his faithful. My brothers and sisters, we are the church. The mission is entrusted to each of us. It's our job then to go and do as Christ the King has asked, loving one another as Christ has loved us, so that one day, the day that he returns, when he demands an account of all we have done, we will offer these things to him, and he in turn will be able to turn to us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."